This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We are certainly in the age of the smartphone. It's likely that your phone keeps you company right from your morning alarm to the very last Netflix episode before you head to bed. But replacing them every couple of years is a costly thing. It hurts both your hip pocket and the environment, but a solution seems to be emerging: refurbished smartphones. So I've grabbed our tech expert, Jeff Quattromani, to give us the rundown on whether these things are worth your time and money. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is a refurbished smartphone? Because I'm guessing there's a little more involved than just putting your old phone up for sale online.
Absolutely. This is sort of taking that, you know, Facebook marketplace Gumtree experience of buying a smartphone and actually making it a little bit more legitimate and a little bit more reliable as well. Because when you've got organizations who are bringing in hundreds of used smartphones, putting them through testing processes, making sure they have quality checks, and then on selling them, you've at least got a little bit of confidence that it's going to work. It's not going to have too many cracks and things like that. And you're going to have a working smartphone for years to come.
So what are the benefits of buying a refurbished smartphone?
Look, to be honest, the biggest benefit here is cost. You think about the idea of buying a phone that is about 2 years old, you could be saving, you know, hundreds of dollars in the process. So an iPhone, for example, will cost you over $1,000 brand new. But if you get one that's a couple of years old, has been pre-loved and actually has gone through some quality checks, you'll get one for less than half the price. So that benefit there tells you that you can have an iPhone, still have all of those apps and things like that, but you're not having to pay that huge premium that we all do on launch day.
What about the benefits to the environment? Like, is there a plan long-term to be saving a whole lot of e-waste?
Look, and that's a really good point too, because the more that we hold on to our phones, the more they're not going into landfill or they're not going through other recycling processes. And I think already people are starting to hold on to phones for more than that 2 year period that was commonly known. So holding on to it for 3 or 4 years is becoming the norm, but handing them down or actually putting them in to be trade-ins is a really good option now. And I think if you've got a son or daughter who's begging for their first smartphone, a refurbished one could be a really good alternative.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the potential downfalls of a refurbished phone. What are we going to look out for?
So the one thing I would pay attention to is have a look at how old the phone model actually is. Because say, for example, the iPhone 8, which is one of the most common refurbed phones at the moment, while it's $350-odd, which is a bargain, you need to start thinking about longevity. Will you get software updates in the years to come? How much longer is Apple going to support those devices? But also the condition of the device, you should expect some minor wear and tear. So you may have some scratches on there. It won't look completely brand new, because, hey, somebody did use this device for a couple of years.
Hmm. If you're looking for a refurbished smartphone, if you've been convinced that maybe it's the way to go, what are the most important things to look out for if you're going to buy one?
So I would be paying attention to warranty periods and return policies, because what you'll often find with different companies that are selling refurbished phones, some will offer a 2 week money back guarantee that if it's received, you don't like it, you can get your money back. But others are also adding on a 12 month warranty, which means that if, you know, within that 12 months, anything goes wrong, you can return it and either have it replaced or fixed by them. So have a look at that. Still make sure that even though it's refurbished, you still deserve some rights as a consumer as well.
I've got to ask you, Jeff, you're a tech guy. Do you have a refurbished smartphone, or would you ever consider getting one yourself?
I would absolutely consider one for myself if I wasn't so lucky in the position that I'm in, that I get to test phones so often. Mm. But I know that at some point my son is going to ask me for a smartphone. And if he says to me he only wants an iPhone, there's no chance I'm spending $1,000 on that. A refurbished one will do him just fine.
All right. Well, that is Jeff Quattromani, our tech expert. Thank you for filling us in this morning on all things refurbished smartphones.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.